What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley. I am here with Kedrick Prince, Director of Recruiting, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Illini with their shocking 90-86 victory over number 12 ranked Iowa on the women's side of the ledger. Shauna Green has her team clicking to a pace that really I don't think anybody other than Shauna thought was possible. 13-2. As we enter the new year here, and of course, Happy New Year to everybody. Ked, you had a chance to watch the game. What were your initial thoughts about what we saw earlier here on Sunday afternoon?
Well, because I've been laid up a little bit with an injury, I had a lot of people in my house today watching the game. Otherwise, I would have went to the game and covered it myself. But the whole time, all I kept thinking about was what Coach Green said to us the day she was hired. It's not going to come overnight. It's going to take a year, 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years. But just give me a chance. But give us a chance, you know, to show you our product on the field. I don't know if she was kidding or being sarcastic or just, you know, playing the odds. But she did this in 1 year, Mike. This is just truly amazing. It helps having different players. I can't say that it won't. She has three outstanding transfers, you know, that's on her roster that are difference makers, and all three of them start. So talent does make a difference, but her offensive schemes and just the way they are. I tell you, the thing that impresses me more than anything, you know, as people who cover Illinois and seen games, you just expect them to explode and lose a game. This group plays like they play like they're all seniors, and they've been winning for 10 or 15 years because they were tested at Indiana. You know, there was a pass or two that didn't go their way. They went to Missouri and just dominated them from the start to the finish. You know, when teams make a run, they have an answer. Iowa, you know, they arguably have two or three best players in college basketball. They defended her well. I mean, I think she got bailed out with a lot of calls today. Shauna prides herself on defense, Mike. I was just so impressed with the effort and the attention to detail with defense and offense and plays. And she puts players in position. We talked about on the podcast last week after one of the men's games about coaches putting players in position to win. But she makes Adelia McKenzie look like the Miss Basketball player she was. She puts her in situations where she can score and play her game. This was a good hire. And now I'm going to tell you, and this is sad to say, I hope she doesn't leave because this woman has proven that she's a great coach.
Well, wait a minute here now. You hope she doesn't leave?
I'll tell you what, Mike, you know how bad this program has been. It's been since early 2000s. And for a team that's struggling and team that wants to continue to win, you see a coach that in 1 year, I mean, let's face it. I mean, and I love the previous staff. I was close to that staff as well. I mean, nobody cared about Illinois basketball. You were lucky if you got one media person there to cover the game. Nobody went to the games. You had to have people get free tickets out to go to the games. And so it was an afterthought. When people played Illinois, you were going to win by 15, 20, 25, or 30 points. She's turned that around in 1 year. They're 13-2. And I'm going to tell you, like the football team, they lost all their games by one touchdown or less. They played the number 4 ranked team at Indiana on the road, lost by 4. They lost to a Delaware team, I believe Delaware State team in Florida, that shot like 100% from the field and didn't miss. This team could literally be 15-0. They're that good. And I'm saying that because, you know, she's good. She's very, very good, and she's young. And so, you know, kudos to Josh Whitman. He found another great person and a good fit. And I did talk to some recruits during the game, which is kind of great. So, you know, we'll get to that in a minute. But this was a great hire. It really and truly was.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's just crazy how good this team has played. I watch it and, you know, you see them already playing very close. You know, even though there's a lot of new players, they're playing as one group. And as you said, Adalia McKenzie, she looks like a new person out there. The talent that we all thought she had last year is it's showcased every night. And, you know, Makaira Cook and Genesis Bryant, holy cow, what competitors. On top of everything else, they just don't want to lose.
No, they don't. And you think about it, Genesis Bryant left North Carolina State. I remember when I found out Illinois was looking at her and I, you know, looked up her stats, I believe she averaged 2.6 points a game last year. This girl was Big Ten Player of the Week last week, and she has a very good shot again at doing the same thing. You know, you're right. It's just this whole supporting cast. And, you know, I got to give some serious love to probably the most underrated player on this entire team. I mean, if I could buy this girl a steak dinner and her meal of her choice, it would be Kendall Bostic. This girl is undersized, and she put up a double-double against one of the best big girls in the conference. And her effort, I just like watching them play because they don't have a lot of depth. And to watch Kendall just outwork opponents for the ball, rebounds, and she reminds me of Dennis Rodman, because if he couldn't get a rebound, he would get it to one of his teammates who could. You know, everybody knows how good Mariah Cook is and Adalia and on Genesis Bryant, but I'm going to tell you, the glue to this team right now is Kendall Bostic, another transfer who was at a school who didn't play, and Coach Shauna Green has developed the talent and all these kids and put them in position to succeed. Last year, I never, ever saw Kendall Bostic turn and face against anybody. She's developed a little hook shot. I've never seen that. That's coaching, Mike. That is a coaching staff that has developed players into what they can do best. I'm impressed. I mean, not because we cover Illinois. I've seen them, some of these girls last year. And like I said, the Genesis averaged 2 points a game. This girl is, I believe, like 10th in the conference in scoring now.
Yeah. And it is interesting. I guess when I watched Kendall play today, one of the things that she had, like I said, she had several tips to her teammates. She also had this little one hand move where she can snare the ball with one hand and bring it down if she has proper, you know, ability to land. Just a lot of thinking into how she was playing. And I also thought she dealt with, you know, dealing with Cisnano, how you pronounce her name. That gal is a talented gal, but boy, she shuffles her feet every time.
She got away with a lot of calls today.
She got away with traveling almost every third time she touches the ball. And I thought that the Illinois team showed a lot of restraint by not getting frustrated with the refs on that particular thing, because, you know, as you're getting, you know, fouls called on you and you're watching somebody in particular, there was a move where she got about, I don't know, 3 feet past an Illini defender. And it's like, you have to move both feet to do that.
I thought Caitlin Carter got away with a bunch of push-offs as well. I noticed that.
Yeah.
But you know what? When you're a star, you get that treatment, you do get it. But again, Illinois overcame it.
Exactly.
And they didn't seem rattled. That's a sign of a team. And like you said, let's not, you know, minimize what you said. They expected to win. They think they can beat anybody in the country. And I'm just shocked at Illinois women's basketball to see this.
Yeah, so let's kind of break down a little bit for the fans, at least. You know, when we look at that starting lineup, Genesis Bryant ended up with 24 points today, 8 for 10 shooting, 3 for 3 from the three-point line, 5 for 5 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, had a steal. Also had 4 turnovers, but there were a couple of whistles that I just didn't quite understand what they were calling. But that's a heck of a game from a small guard. And boy, when she gets to the free throw line, I love how she made one free throw and then she's got the ball in her hand. Somebody says something to her or something. She turns and looks at him, nods her head, and then goes back into her free throw motion and nails that free throw. What a shooter.
93% from the line, and I'll tell you what, because they beat a ranked team, there's a legitimate chance that she could be Big Ten Player of the Week again. I'll tell you a story. When I covered one of the games early in the year, it was really neat because you got to think about where she came from. She came from a school who didn't play her, and I just happened to be walking out of the media area, and she had about 15 family members with her. And after the game, they were signing autographs, and all these girls, nobody knew who Genesis Bryant was, let's face it. And all these kids wanting to take pictures with her and sign autographs. And when the game was over, I walk outside, and her parents or her family, they were crying. They were literally in tears. They were so proud of her. And somebody in that group yelled, "Thank God, I'm so glad my daughter or my whatever, you're on the line, I whatever was said." It was the cutest thing ever because she's been given a second chance, and the confidence that Shauna has given her and this coaching staff has given her is tremendous. That stat line, I mean, every time she shoots the basketball, you think it's going to go in. And I knew when she got fouled late in the game, because she's a 93 and 94% free throw shooter, I knew that was game. And I give Shauna credit. They ran plays for her to get the ball so she could shoot it.
Yeah, and I will say for those Illini fans who have not had a chance to go to a game, if you live around Champaign, I would highly recommend it. Part of the greatness of and fun of being involved with Illini Athletics is we had Genesis and Adalia, come to our booth when we were doing, a tailgate, I guess, to our tent. And they stood and signed autographs and took pictures with the fans. And I don't know if you get any nicer people if you tried. They both were just wonderful with kids. Did a great job of hobnobbing with the fans. And they weren't braggadocious at all, but they were very much confident that they were going to have a good team and surprise a lot of people. And they had a quiet confidence that made me wonder. Could this team be better than what anybody would give them credit for?
Well, Mike, if you remember the night before, one of the events was a Friday night.
Yes.
We had an event and they were there. And here's another unique thing. And to go off your coattail, what you said about them, some kids you can tell they're just out there because that's the politically correct thing to do. They're being fake. Reason I'm saying this, we were that night, Kenny Battle came, D. Brown came, and Marcus Griffin came. And I was telling Genesis and Adalia who they were. And so they immediately get on their phone and they start Googling these guys. And then the picture with D. Brown came up, popping his jersey. And so they were nervous. They wanted a picture with him. They couldn't believe that they were standing there with Illinois legend basketball players. And then they had conversations with them. Kenny Battle was giving them advice, and so was D. Brown. I just don't think you can take that stuff for granted because they do care. They care. And anybody who has an opportunity to go watch these girls play, you do. I know I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. I've talked to the girls, and it matters to them. They want to see you at the games. Adelia has told us on our Sports Spectacular show multiple times, they want to see the State Farm Center packed just like the boys' games. They're trying to get there. And now that you have a winner, it should get there. People should go support this team because they talk about going to other arenas and things like that. And so knowing the fact that they're passionate, they're not fake, they hold conversations with you, and when they ask you questions, that shows their interest. This is a special group of girls. You don't always get this. You don't always have you can have a talented team, but you may have a few guys or girls that are kind of Debbie Downers, if you will. This team doesn't have that. They're supporting each other. It's just a remarkable year, one that will be going on in history because they've done this in 1 year.
Yeah, it's been really good. So let's go down so we got Genesis Bryant, small, fast, good ball handler, and just a dead eye shooter. Now you go to Makaira Cook, who I think sometimes when she goes into the lane, you tell me if I'm crazy here, but I almost think of Adrian Dantley. She gets people on her and they can't get around her. And, she just gets taller defenders in a bad position. And then she goes in and somehow turns a height disadvantage into a acrobatic, but very easy layup for her.
I remember going to media day and someone asked her about Makaira Cook and how good she was at Dayton. And one of the things Coach Green was concerned about, maybe not a concern, it's probably a bad choice of words, she talked about was her size, because she knew some of the players in the Big Ten were bigger and stronger. Well, Coach Green, would love you to death, but you're wrong, because she's probably even better than she was at Dayton. I mean, she is crafty. Your Adrian Dantley assessment is really good, Mike. She's just really crafty, and she's an engine that makes them go. She had a couple moves. I'm sitting here with about 10 of my family members in the first half, and she just shimmy-shaked and crossed over and just put this Iowa girl on skates, and everybody in my house stood up and cheered because I don't know the last time I've seen that. I just haven't. So she's a very crafty basketball player. And again, she's the girl that's, who's confident. And at the end of the game, you want to put the ball in her hands. And if she doesn't, and she doesn't have it, Genesis can. So, it's a two-headed monster.
Now, let's add, there's a couple other gals that really stand out. And we don't want – I'm just telling you that this is a team with a lot of great personality along with talent. Kendall Bostic, we talked about her. I guess let me wrap up one thing on Makaira Cook today. 20 points, ended up 1 for 7 on the three, 5 for 5 at the free throw line. But again, for a smaller person, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. She's all over the court. And so that was great. We talk about Kendall Bostic, 17 points. Now, 7 for 7 from the field. That's decent efficiency. 3 for 6 from the free throw line. 12 rebounds, including 4 offensive rebounds. 3 assists. 3 blocks. And a steal. From somebody at what, 6'2"-ish?
6'2" is the best. And again, never saw the court at Michigan State.
Yep. And all of a sudden, we've got, she played well last year and obviously very talented. And then let's go with the original Illini gal, Adalia McKenzie. 16 points on 7 for 16 shooting. She had 3 shots from about 3 feet away on the right-hand side of the basket that rattled in and out, or this game would have been done. 2 for 3 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. And I thought one of the daggers towards the end of the game was when she reached out, slapped the ball away from an Iowa player who was just, being a little careless with it. And then as she went for the ball, got a foul called, and that was just a key possession at the end of the game there. And that was nothing more than Adalia just basically refusing to give up and wasn't going to let somebody put that ball right in front of her without, you know, contesting it, which I thought was great, you know, to do that.
You know what? You talk about loyalty. When you look in the dictionary, her face has to be there. People may not know this, or if you, you know, or maybe forgotten, she was Miss Basketball in the state of Minnesota. She was the best player. And with the coaching change, she could have went anywhere. First of all, she could have went anywhere in the country. And she wants to stay, and she wants to help turn Illinois around. The job that the coaching staff has done with her is probably the most impressive of all the girls, because you saw talent in her. They've developed her little mid-range game, because, I mean, she struggled with that last year against – against Wisconsin last week. She was 15 or 16 from the free throw line. She's found her niche. She knows what she's good at. And they run plays for her. They set back screens for her. And she turns that corner at the elbow because she's physically just stronger and she can take contact and finish around the rim. And that's what I see when I look at coaching. It's like, hey, you know what? You're finding a way for her to be effective in the game. And she rebounds. She just watching her and knowing what I know about her, I'm Illinois fans, you should be really lucky and proud. And that's one girl it's hard to not cheer for. She's a good kid and big heart, funny, and wants to win. And when I, at one point during the game today, Mike, and I'll be real short with this, they lost all those games last year. But then I thought, you know what? Because you saw Adalia talking to the girls that won during one of the free throws. These kids won in high school. So they do know what it's like to win. So, you know, this losing mentality, that's done with. I mean, that's out the window now.
Yeah, and for those people who want to hear from Adalia, you can go listen to the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. That's on about every podcast distributor you can find. That's our weekly two-hour radio extravaganza. And when you look at the the cover notes for each of the episodes, if Adalia is in the episode, we put her on there, so you'll know. And if you want to have some fun and you want to have a smile on your face, she has a lot of fun. She's got to sit there and deal with Brad Sturdy and Larry Smith and myself, and she does a great job of having fun with interviews, giving actual answers as opposed to the we're going to do it one day at a time, you know, stuff that you hear so often. And she's also got a charm about her that you can see that as her career progresses, she's going to have a lot of opportunities in the real world just because of the personality that she has. But go to the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular, you know, Apple, Google, Stitcher, you know, any podcast thing, and just search for it. And you'll see that. Go ahead and subscribe. You'll get our show once a week. And you'll also be able to keep up with Adalia. And we're pretty proud of the fact that the Illini guys had her on. She's been on our show for, probably a year now. And we like to think that, you know, we were on the bandwagon before there was a bandwagon in terms of the Illini women's basketball. And I will tell you, Kedrick and in particular has been one who has been there, and as well as Brad Sturdy. They don't just cover the men's basketball team. They cover the women's basketball team. And there's a lot of insight that our website and our show has, because you have two guys who are veterans on the beat and know everybody and understand the history of the program. So let's kind of close this up, Kedrick. When the rankings come out this week, do you think we'll see the Fighting Illini ranked on the women's side?
I'd be surprised if they weren't in the top 15. And the reason I say that was when they beat Missouri, they were talking about it then. They knew then how good they were, and people they were starting to take notice. All the people who cover the women's athletics, they saw the game today. They know they'll look at the rankings. And so I would be shocked if they were not ranked in the top 15 not just top 25. This is one of the best teams in college basketball, without a doubt. And it's going to continue to add exposure to the program. One of the players that they're recruiting is a girl named Devine Burridge. She's out of Davenport, Iowa, about 10 miles from where Shawna Green grew up. And, you know, I get this message that, hey, you know what, I'm watching the game, and you're right. This is different. This is not what I've not seen this from Illinois basketball in a long time. So, you know, the recruits is what keep you going. And, you know, Illinois was on the big stage today. And if Shawna Green can go back, because she's from Iowa, to steal kids from Iowa and Iowa State, because Iowa State has a great women's program, you know, she's going to be okay for a long time. Because you can also, obviously, the state of Illinois is good, and all across the country, they have relationships everywhere.
Yeah, and just to give, you know, fans a little bit of a preview of the upcoming week, you know, they will be playing Northwestern, you know, coming up on Thursday night. And that is at home. So that's at the State Farm Center. It'll be on the Big Ten Network. But the bottom line is 8 p.m. start. Yeah, if we can keep the State Farm Center rocking like it was today, the Illini fans were loud, and they were a big help to the team. So if we could keep that going, that would be great. And then a week from today, next Sunday, that's January 8th, they will be playing at noon against the Buckeyes on the road at the Value City Arena in Columbus. So two big games coming up in the next week for the Illini, and that game will be on Big Ten Plus. One of the things that I would tell people is, if you have the opportunity, if you really do enjoy the women's basketball team, getting a subscription to Big Ten Plus is, I don't know, $10.99 a month approximately. But you can watch a lot of really good sports across the Big Ten, or you can get a thing where you decide to just watch, you know, Illinois sports. But there's some deals there to be had if you enjoy watching the women's basketball as well. Any thoughts on the upcoming week for the team here, Ked?
I'm going to give the coach a speak. You have to win one game at a time. I mean, you know, you do. I mean, because Northwestern is a rivalry game. I mean, yep. You know, a team that's dominated you and that's been pretty good in the past. I look at this as a business trip, even though it's at home. Because recruiting, you know, I'm all about the recruiting aspect of it, because they've proven to us that they can coach. So you win one game at a time. And who knows, to be honest with you, you know, if they win in Northwestern and if they do beat Ohio State, I mean, they might win the conference or finish in the top two or three. And nobody in the country, not even us, thought that this would happen. So I just like to see the name called on Selection Sunday, not Selection Sunday, but, you know, for the women. Yeah. So, this is nice. It's a breath of fresh air to see them and the buzz. And I'll close with this statement. For all the fans that went to the game today, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I have talked to the girls, and I'm going to tell you, it matters to them. It really and truly does matter to them. The social media love that you guys give them and fill those seats up, it matters to them. So kudos to those who could make it.
Yeah, that's great. So as people, like I said, think about it, it's, you know, Northwestern 6-6, so that should be an excellent game. And then obviously on the road next Sunday against Ohio State, who's currently ranked number 3, you know, going to be a very, very interesting week here for the Illini women's basketball team. But it's so fantastic to see them having success. And again, if you like rooting for a team that's exciting and plays hard, there's absolutely no way you can go wrong by tuning in the Fighting Illini as they go out and battle. They're two great basketball teams in Champaign this year. It's been a long time since we've been able to say that at the same time. So, folks, again, the other thing I would tell you is IlliniGuys.com is what fuels I on the Illini. You can get our subscription for only $99. You know, it's interesting. I was looking at a bunch of websites, and, you know, Ohio State has like 6 different websites. They start at like $125 a year. We've tried to hold our costs down, $99 a year. great value. You can find information on multiple Illini sports. But, you know, again, if you're interested in, obviously, you know, football and men's basketball are the two drivers. But women's basketball is a very popular sport. Women's volleyball, of course, you've got the wrestling team, you've got baseball. There's a whole slew of men's golf. I mean, I'm going to forget somebody, but we've got a ton of good sports information on there. Please go ahead to IlliniGuys.com. Think about subscribing. And of course, we also have other podcasts, Ked's Recruiting Roundup, where he will talk to recruits, both male and female, talk to their coaches, talk to their families about what it's like to be recruited. These are kind of must-haves if you actually have a son or daughter who is a P5 recruit. You need to listen to these podcasts to kind of understand the pitfalls to avoid and the things to do right. And then as a final note, Sturdy for 30 is Brad's podcast that has a ton of stuff that's everything Illini, and you never know who's going to stop by there. So with that, Kedrick, I know you've been on the rehab, on the mend. Thank you so much for making some time to come on and talk Illinois women's basketball. And for those people out there, again, take a look at the schedule. You can go to fightingillini.com, hit the women's sports, find the basketball team, and get their schedule. There are still tickets available, and you can get some fantastic seats to a team that's exciting. They're 13-2, and they could be running into the number three team in the country 7 days from now. So it will be very, very big week. So for Kedrick Prince, this is Mike Kegley saying, go Illini.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.